Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so you know you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures continued a few pretty dramatic moves here as the markets were down very hard this morning on the heels of the Greece no vote. But throughout the day, the wheat market led the way higher here and closed 3 to 4 cents higher in Chicago wheat. Now, Kansas City wasn't as fortunate but was steady. It looks like September is going to be about unchanged at about 591.5. December, Kansas City may be steady to up a penny. So the wheat futures were kind of the leader here today. Beans still down 15 to 16 cents, but 6 cents off of their lows. November new crop beans, 10.14 and a quarter down 16, and then corn down 1 to 2 cents at the close today with December at 4.35. So again, this morning it appeared that everything was on a crash course and going to end the day or trade sharply lower, but wheat held its own. Mostly due to the fact that Eastern Europe and Russia have some pretty dry weather, and also in Canada. So there are areas of the world that aren't so good in terms of their wheat, and that's what's propping up these wheat futures. The commitment of traders report on Friday also showed a record change. Hedge funds are building a long position here after being a record short not very long ago.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Exports this morning were neutral across the board. Wheat was 368,000 metric tons, expecting 250 to 400, so right in the middle of the range. Corn, 839,000, actually a little bit disappointing. We're looking for 850 to 1 million, so it was below the range. And then for beans, 197,000 in the middle at 125 to 275 expected. This time of year, the markets are really focused on the weather patterns and what that brings. The two-week forecast is neutral for rain, neutral for temperatures in the Midwest, so it doesn't look like there's any real threat at this moment for the corn and beans. Of course, we're still behind bean planted acres, and those numbers will probably never catch up at this point. So that's one reason why, of course, we've been rallying. And then the next report will be this Friday. It'll be the July 10th crop production and then USDA supply and demand numbers. It'll just be their latest or monthly update. Corn crop, they're expecting just under 13 billion bushels. Last month they were at 13.4, but they're lower that for the corn. For beans, they're lowering it as well down to 3.628 billion bushels. Or it could be as low as 3.628. Last month they were at 3.73.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, August live cattle down 72 at 150.50. October down 65 at 153.47. August feeder cattle 47 lower at 216.97. September down 52 at 215.57. August lean hogs down 37 at 76 even, with October down 67 at 65.60. In the grain market, September Kansas City wheat up three quarters at 592.5. December up 1 3/4. 3/4 and 6.13. September Chicago wheat and nickel higher at 5.95 and a half. September corn down 2 at 4.26 and a half. December down 2 and a quarter at 4.35. August soybeans down 16 at 10.22 and a quarter. November down 15 and a half at 10.14 and three quarters. October cotton down 29 at 67.28. December down 44 at 66.95. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.